Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions and my guest, Carol Dewey, here in Queechy, Vermont. And we were talking about Irene. Irene, by the way, hit me in Puerto Rico. I was then at a baptism of my seventh and last grandchild, Hollis, in Williamstown, Massachusetts. It went over Williamstown, right over it. All the rivers crested to the height before they could go over. And then it veered northeast and went over Queechy. And when I was in Williamstown, I there was no way that I could get up to Queechy through Vermont other than going down south to the Mass Turnpike, across the east, and then going up with 91, which is another interstate, and that got me to Queechy. But all the roads going north and east-west in Vermont were closed. It was an incredible happening, and of course Queechy was one of the places hit hardest. Tell us, were you here, and tell us your experience when that Irene came through Queechy.
Well, it was on a Sunday, and we had decided not to open our office, and the other real estate offices in town had closed because we were going to have a hurricane. And so at about 3 p.m, I was at home. We'd had some rain, not huge amounts. We'd had a little bit of wind, but not very high winds. And I was sitting there at home thinking, wow, this was a non-event. And a friend called and she said, have you seen what's happening on Main Street? And I said, no. So I went down and I was absolutely horrified. It was unbelievable what happened in such a short period of time. And this literally, we're talking about 2 hours, where the water came down through every source available, rivers, streams, brooks, you name it, they all became just raging rivers, and we watched our bridge foundation being washed away. We watched
that bridge, by the way, cuts the Queechy village off from Route 4, which is the principal thoroughfare to that. So that, and it's a very quaint covered bridge, the quintessential image of Queechy, and that was just completely. It wasn't not. It didn't fall, but both sides were completely
eroded.
Eroded. It was. It was.
It
and
was
then
amazing.
That whole Queechyville, the green was completely filled. All the golf courses were filled. It was.
Queechy Main Street was covered with water down by where the mill, bridge is. It overflowed to the other side of Main Street. And we stood there watching propane tank after propane tank after propane tank coming down from Woodstock and bouncing down the down the waterfall.
Wow.
And into the gorge.
It was
all within 2 hours. It was amazing.
It was how quickly things change on it. In terms of the development here in Queechy, let's go back. Let's keep going back. We have the Irene and all. It's recovered pretty well in terms of where does it stand in terms of taking care of the bridge and the other things. How does the comeback and the recovery stand?
Well, I think it was amazing how quickly every area of Vermont that was damaged came back. In our case, we've lost, I guess, one half of a golf course out of the two, and that half will be up and running next summer. The lake was totally inundated with junk and silt and you name it, but that's back. The water's dirty, so it's not good for swimming today, but the beach is back. The bridge, they started working on about a week ago, and that should be finished early December.
Okay. So I think by next summer,
we'll be back. The
bridge, the golf courses, the green, and
when
the green is now operable and all. Yeah. So, but it was a devastating moment.
Awful.
And it was, you know, it came out in the news all over. I think it was one of the places the hardest hit in terms of New England because of Irene.
Yeah, and it did hit the national news, which surprised me. I remember seeing Brian Williams talking about it and saying Queechee was one of the prettiest places he'd ever been, which surprised me. But and then the Route 4 between Woodstock and Rutland was totally destroyed, and that was back up and functioning within probably 3 weeks. And that was really a mess up there.
That was done very quickly.
Yeah.
In terms of the movement then from the Dewey Mills and the reclamation and all, and that there was another transformation of this town, and it had to do with a person that you eventually married, John Davidson. Looking at the history of Queechee Lakes Association and how it was developed, of course, it was a great coincidence that he studied at the prep school that I studied at, Phillips Andover Academy, and they went to Harvard College where I studied. And he was basically looking towards developing a year-round resort, something really relatively unique for that time, in the 60s when I was studying. And, you know, how did you meet John, and what did he represent in terms of the transformation of Queechee from the mills and farming to the resort that it now, you know, has become?
Well, in 1969, I think, 1968-69, he purchased 73 different properties to put Queechee Lakes together. At that time, it was almost 6,000 acres. And he had two partners, and they were sitting around one evening. They both, all of them had gone to Andover and Harvard, and one of them had a beach house in Agunquit, Maine. Another one had a house on the Cape, and John had a house up on Lake Winnipesaukee, and they were thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a place where we could go year-round, not just seasonally? And that's how it started, and then they started looking around and found Queechee.
And
put it together.
And they found Queechee, which basically it involved buying these lots from farmers and from homeowners, little by little, and patching it all together over about, what, a 2 or 3 year period?
I don't know that it really took that long. They had a friend of theirs, his name is Holly Page, and he spent every weekend driving around through New England trying to find a good spot. And John's first wife was from Hanover, so he was very familiar with this area. And somehow John, as a visionary as he is, determined that Queechee was the spot to be. Now, of course, the problem was at that time they could have a ski hill, they could have a golf course, and so that took care of two seasons, but they needed a lake, so they had to build a lake to make it a year-round recreational community.
And that lake was constructed, or that was what, that's a lot of environmental problems to get it permitted, or a lot of, it was an engineering feat, do you recall? It's called Lake Pineo, and that's where the beach is, and so you can kayak, and it's a small little, it's really a pond. I don't know why we call it a lake.
It's not really a lake, yeah. That's because they needed something to
just like
justify Queechee
Just like
lakes.
Our ski hill is not really a ski hill.
It's
actually it's a ski hill, it's not a mountain. Yeah, it's a ski slope, but it's quaint and it works.
Yeah, golf courses are world class, though.
Right. So, the lake in terms of its development.
Well, first of all, we had to put a liner in it, because it wouldn't hold water originally, and I think Queechee Lakes was the first development to go through Vermont's Act 250, which is it's Vermont's environmental protection law. So I'm sure that there were a lot of things that
it took a while.
Permitting. Yeah.
It took a while, but it worked. And so you have the lake, you have the ski hill, you have the golf courses, you have the cross country, you even have a polo field.
Yeah, we have polo.
And and all. Well, let me take a break and we'll be back. I'm with Carol Dewey of a real estate broker in Queechee, and we're going to talk a little bit about her experience then in developing, promoting, and marketing Queechee Lakes.